This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock. River views, outdoor dining, live music, and overnight accommodations. Visit GraftonLoadingDock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Has always been a protector, you know, from being a brother to two sisters to a stepbrother to two half-brothers. You know, he was the middle child, but that kid stepped up to the plate no matter what was going on. He was the go-to for all his siblings as a center of strength. And
so Mark Schmitz there, the father of Jared Schmitz, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, who we laid to rest today. This noon to three here is going to be about Jared Schmitz. Today we are going to make sure that we honor and respect this individual, and we're going to talk to some individuals throughout the course of the show today that are going to acknowledge that. One more comment here from the father.
When he decided to go into the Marine Corps, you know, he'd been talking about it since like third grade, but really got focused in on it on, you know, like probably around sophomore year. I've never seen anybody get so determined and so focused to be the best that they could be at something. And when he was dead set on being a Marine, you know, that kid trained constantly far long before he was ever even a recruit.
So as we spend today honoring Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, we do want to bring in some people who want to do the same thing. And one of those individuals is the governor of the state of Missouri, Governor Parson. Governor, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. St. Louis is squarely focused on laying this hero to rest, and we are very grateful that you've lent your voice to this acknowledgement.
Oh, Annie, thanks for having me on today. But let me tell you, I was up there on the tarmac when the corporal come home with his family. And I couldn't be more proud of the region of that state, the support they've shown for that family. And for a decorated veteran, a young man that gave his life for all of us. I'm just so proud of all the people that are standing alongside the highways, the flags, and the true support we have in this state for men and women that serve our country and risk everything for, honestly, for things none of us want to do. That young man risked his life for us. And I can't say enough how proud I am as a fellow veteran for what his sacrifice was. But my heart goes out to the family. It's just you sit there and wonder sometimes, did it have to be? But the reality of it today is about showing respect and honor for him. And I will continue to do that today, and I guarantee you that for me and my family and the First Lady, our thoughts and prayers will be with the family and that region of the state today.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, and as we speak here with Governor Mike Parson. I want to ask you, you know, you've been in the political world for quite a while. For my purposes here, noon to three on 97.1 FM Talk, we talk about a lot of controversial things. We generally take a side on each of those issues that we talk about. There's a lot of fighting in today's culture and in our community. This is one of those days where we need to set that aside. And I'm just curious what your experience has been as Missouri welcomes home its heroes and as other states have welcomed home their heroes in this trying time. What does this do for the temperature, the very hot temperature that we have right now in our discourse with one another?
I think it's unfortunate you have to be pulled together on incidences like this, but I think it does help us all to realize there is much more important things in life than the political bickering that we see. And you need to throw that to the side and just realize what sacrifices people are really making in this world today. Whether it's Corporal Smith or whether it's the Kansas City Independence Police officer got shot and killed last night.
Yeah.
I mean, real lives are at stake here, and people are going through this every day to protect and to go on the hot calls, whether it's on the battlefield or whether it's law enforcement. I mean, these people are doing everything to keep freedom at stake. And if we can't honor that and we can't respect that, regardless what party you're with, I don't care about that right now. He risked his life for Americans. He risked his life for this country, and he gave the ultimate sacrifice. And we all need to remember that. And that's the highest calling that you can possibly have. And he sacrificed his life for all of us. So, I don't even think politics needs to come into play on this. For the respect you guys are showing him today, what this state is showing for him and his family today.
Governor Parson, you brought up a sad story about Officer Blaze Madrid Evans and that loss of life. This person who signs up to wear the uniform, albeit a different uniform than Jared Schmitz, but there's something special that connects Jared Schmitz and an individual like this that's willing to put themselves in between harm and the rest of their community to protect them. You've been a very strong advocate for supporting law enforcement. I want to ask you a little bit about what you know about Officer Madrid Evans and speak to the many people who are listening right now who are or who love somebody who has taken that call, whether it's local law enforcement or traveling abroad.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It all started when I was sheriff one time and I lost an officer in the line of duty. I had one shot six times and he survived. My brother-in-law lost his life as an EMT, so I've been through that. The worst call you can possibly make since as a governor is when you got to call those families and give your condolence to them. Out of total respect, but it's one of the hardest things to do because you just can't find the words that you need to say that's going to help them in the situation they're in right now, other than you just show your honor and respect for them. But people have to understand that these people go out every night in the middle of the night. When they get the call, they go on a call. They don't get the choice to find out whether it's a bad location, what the criminal activity is there when they go. They are trained to go and to respond, and they do it every day, 24 hours a day, every day of the year. And to put themselves in risk to try to keep us all safe is just one of those things when you sacrifice your own lives for us. You know, we everybody just needs to sit back and just understand the sacrifice those people are making every day, that the ultimate call to duty that they get is exactly what we're seeing in those two, whether it's the military or whether it's law enforcement. That risk is real every day to them and their families. And if you can just, for a second, being a guy that wore a law enforcement and Army uniform, it's also about the wives and the families that have to go through this every day. The things they worry about, the risk they have realized that their husband or wives are taking those risks, their sons and daughters. It's not a one-man show. It's about a family of these men and women. And it's why I'm adamant about respecting and showing them the respect they deserve and making sure I do everything I can to support them.
Governor Parson, I think it's such a good point that you make because when we send somebody overseas, they always have family back home. It could be parents who, you know, go to bed every night praying that they come home safely. It could be somebody who is going to their local precinct to serve. The ripple effect of what we're seeing today with Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, how many people who knew him and loved him as he, you know, is a graduate of a local high school here in 2019, that just happened. But we're also seeing a community, people who don't know Jared, personally, that are going to show up today, line the streets, and send him to his final resting place, Jefferson Barracks. What does that mean to you that so many people are willing, whether they knew him or not, to stand and support today?
Yeah, and I think it's what I go back to. When you're in the Army, whether you're in law enforcement, you wear those uniforms, you're willing to do things for people you're never going to know, you're never going to meet, you're never going to see in your lifetime. But you're going to risk your life for them, which he not only risked his life, he gave his life for all those people. And people need to be out there today to show the respect for him and the remaining soldiers, the remaining law enforcement. The people are out there, still out there every day. They're still in the situation he was in. Anything could happen tomorrow. So I think to go out there and show your respect today for not only just him, but for what his service to the country means, because there's thousands of soldiers all over the world out there. People out there are doing what he did. And thank goodness the vast majority of them get to come home and they get to be with their loved ones and they get to be with their families. But unfortunately for Mark and Sue and this family, it's not the case. And sometimes we feel pretty hopeless at things like this as individuals. But today, that area of the state has one of the greatest opportunities to show America how much they appreciate and support the men and women that wear uniforms every day and service all of us.
Yeah, and I have the full confidence of those who are listening right now and those who will be showing that support this afternoon that this area of the state is going to do a fine job in doing so. Governor Parson, a real pleasure to have you on here. We know that you've got a lot pulling you in a lot of different places, and we knew this was important to you, so we want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you for what you're doing up there. I appreciate it, Annie.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
So, as you know, speaking to the governor of Missouri there, we're going to hear from other people who have spoken on this issue, who want to have a voice, who need to have a voice, the people who we put in a position to represent us. And we're going to hear from Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, who was on with Mark Cox this morning. We're going to hear what he said about it. We're going to listen to Senator Blunt's response. He was on the show with us yesterday. We're going to take today to pay our respects to Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz and to his family. Governor Parson making one of the most important points of this entire day. Yes, we are emphatically and impossibly grateful for what Jared Schmitz has given to us. I never met Jared. I didn't know him personally. I know people who are like him who have come home. I know people who are like him who are serving overseas, and I want them to come home. This becomes very personal for all of us. And today we acknowledge all of the people who make this commitment, but specifically Jared Schmitz, and we wrap our arms and our prayers around the Schmitz family. You know, I've lost all four of my grandparents. Yesterday was my anniversary. But my grandma also died on my anniversary last year. So she's been gone for a year. And that was very, very difficult for me. And you go through a visitation. And there's a lot of therapy in people coming and talking to you about the one that you have lost. That's what we're going to see on the side of the road today. That's what we're going to see with all of St. Louis putting their warm prayers, their thoughts towards this family. And being so grateful for the sacrifice, but also heartbroken for the loss. It's very important that we do this for this family so that they see, because they know what Jared Schmitz gave. They know why he gave it. We are privileged to hear from Mark Schmitz and his family members so that they can let us in on Jared Schmitz's heart and why he did what he did. They know how great of a sacrifice this was and that Jared Schmitz signed up for it. He chose to do this. We need them to know how much we're right there with them. That Jared Schmitz's death is tragic. It is a sacrifice that we don't want anyone to have to make, but that we love this family. We love Jared Schmitz. And we are so grateful for all of them. There's no words. It's kind of hard to be in radio and not have the adequate words to say how we feel on this day So what we're going to do today is work very hard to not say things out of respect for Jared Schmitz. We're going to give him the day. We're not going to bicker about things. We're not going to fight about things. We're going to pay our respects. If you are live streaming with us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, we will be live streaming the processional at 2 o'clock. And we want you to be a part of that. We're going to read some of your comments on the air as you pay respects. We're going to take some phone calls from you on the show so you can have your voice in this, so that we are loud and clear as a community. Thank you, Jared Schmitz. Thank you to the Schmitz family. Your sacrifice was not in vain. We love you, we are with you, and we are praying for you. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being here on a special Thursday broadcast of the Annie Fry Show. We are recognizing the service and the sacrifice of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz today, and we welcome you to do that with us. We are going to, in the 2 o'clock hour, when the processional begins to Jefferson Barracks, we are going to be live streaming that on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, along with the broadcast here on the show. You can watch with us as we go on with the discussion here between 2 and 3. We're going to welcome Mark Cox onto the show a couple times, who is going to be, Tricia, he's going to be covering it live, right?
Yes, he will actually be riding along in the procession that begins around 2 p.m., as you mentioned. And just a few of those details. The event starts at around 2 p.m. and begins at Bowie Funeral Home in St. Charles. The procession will then travel eastbound 70, southbound 270, and eastbound 255, where it'll exit on Telegraph Road. The Missouri Highway Patrol says the escort will then travel north on Telegraph to Sheridan, where Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz will be laid to rest at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. So as the governor mentioned, the state has a huge opportunity to show up and pay their respects live. The Missouri Highway Patrol, State Highway Patrol, says to expect shutdowns for up to an hour and to just be careful to keep a safe distance so everybody stays safe while they're out there.
Yeah, this is one of those things. Obviously, we're in the business of radio. This is going to be one of those things that when you see the images of today and the community coming out to support this family as they lay Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz to rest, this is going to be a very impactful thing. I think it's going to be something that if you see it, if you have the ability to see it with your own two eyes, or if you are watching it on the live stream with us on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page or the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and you get to see what this looks like, it's going to stick with you. Brad, what are your thoughts on, you know, a day like today? You're new to being the executive producer of the Annie Fry Show, but you're aware of what's going on in the world. This is a different kind of day.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel the weight. It's heavy, you know, especially listening to Governor Parsons. And when Governor Parsons was talking, it brought to mind people that I know, you know, people that served in uniforms of different capacities and who are currently serving in uniforms of different capacities. And when you know people that serve, this becomes really real.
Yeah.
Because you can picture them in that position. And while, like, I was telling you in one of the breaks that we had, I have four kids that came out of my youth group who are currently in the service. And I'm so incredibly proud of them, because when they signed up, they knew that this could be a possibility, and they did it anyway. And I couldn't ask for any more type of self-sacrificial living out of them.
You know, I have friends who signed up, as I've said here recently multiple times. September 11th happened when I was a senior in high school, and my classmates were turning 18 while the towers were coming down. So I know people who have served, who are serving. I have friends who have completed their time and are retired now. I'm old, but not as old as Ryan Wiggins. We'll get to that later. It's his birthday. When you know somebody who's in the military, who's serving overseas, who's serving at home. I mean, you could talk about the National Guard. You have a hurricane event, the National Guard goes in, everybody else goes out. It becomes, every story like this becomes personal. The thing that I can relate it to most, and I'm the only one in here right now with kids. I have extras. If anybody wants to borrow them for a while, if you're thinking like, should I have kids? Just come over to my house. I'll help you make that decision. Maybe you'll want to have four of them. Maybe you'll be like, I don't.
It's not my thing.
They're really cute.
They are so cute.
But you've got to spend enough time with them so that the cute factor is not the thing that makes your decisions for you, which is what I do as their mother. Once you become a mom or a dad, once you become a parent, every news story about a child is in your mind partially about your child. There's something in your head that switches. You know, I'd imagine this is the same thing if you have nieces or nephews, or if you have, you know, grandchildren or whatever, that this continues to take shape in some way personally for you. But it's impossible to hear stories about bad things happening to children when you've just had a kid and not all of a sudden realize that this is a real thing that's happening. And I have a kid. How do I keep that from happening to my child? And the thing that really drastically slapped me in the face over all of this was Sandy Hook. I have been working with 97.1 since the very beginning of 2009. Got pregnant with my son shortly thereafter. He was born just right around Christmas. And Sandy Hook took place when he was 3 years old. I had just put him in preschool for the first time. So he's in a classroom. And it's weird. You're like, here's my child. I would like them back at the end of the day. That's the way that process goes. And when you do it for the first time, it just is like, I know that people do this. It seems like a really big deal. Why isn't anybody making a big deal out of this? Because it's personal for you as a parent. And when I was covering the news, and Sandy Hook was one of those first stories where I feel like the digital world of information that we live in overtook sensible reporting. Were you with the station when Sandy Hook took place, Tricia? I think you might have come. You might have come
shortly after, maybe.
Yeah. This is what happened. That's what happened. They had to pull things back. You found out how bad things really were. I mean, it was an incredibly horrific story. And I remember covering that at the radio station from a digital standpoint and just crying. And I would, you know, I'm following the news every day. I see a lot of terrible things happening. Mm-hmm. But I had to change the way I consume news after that happened. I just don't put myself in a position to expose myself to those stories because mentally I can't handle it. You know, Brad, we were talking yesterday about the gymnast testimony yesterday, and these girls talking about their sexual abuse, and your initial response before the show even started is like, you just have this visceral reaction to stories like this. It's like you don't even want to give your mind the opportunity to dwell on something like that because it's terrible. I think we all have these kinds of personal relationships with different things, what becomes a little too personal, a little too heavy for us. And on a day where we lay a serviceman, a Marine, to rest, this is a day for the Schmitz family. It's a day to recognize Lance Corporal Schmitz and to be so impossibly grateful for what he's done. But this hits home for a lot of other people in a very personal way. I think that's why you see the massive support, because without everybody collectively supporting this, then it could lose its meaning. And we have to be very vocal in that. Tricia, what's your thought on today and being behind the scenes and trying to coordinate all the things that here at 97.1 FM Talk we're trying to do to respectfully honor a day like this?
I mean, I think that's it. How do you respectfully honor it? And this is a double whammy, because you've got a man that has given his life in service, and we all know men and women that are out there providing that service and willing to make that sacrifice. But you've also got a kid. I mean,
yeah, he's a real human being,
20-year-old man that graduated high school. So it hit me yesterday when you were speaking about like your children and your nieces and nephews. I have a cousin who just turned 16, and he is so much closer in age to Lance Corporal Schmitz than I am. And this young man sacrificed it all. So it's just a solemn, somber day. And I think that it's love and respect for Corporal Schmitz and everything he sacrificed.
Yeah. Brad, what about you?
I mean, I guess the word that would come to my mind would be thanks.
Yeah.
I am incredibly thankful, and I feel incredibly indebted to Lance Corporal Schmitz, his family, and anybody who has sacrificed, be it, you know, whether or not they died in service of this country or not. When people leave, when family members, those are husbands, those are wives, they're going overseas to serve the country, and they're leaving their families behind. And I had told you earlier that my church is very close to Scott Air Force Base, so yeah, we have a lot of military families. And one of the things that we get to see is the sacrifice that the family members have to make. I've mowed lawns for people because their husband was overseas. Mm-hmm. You know, we take care of our family members. And so I am incredibly thankful for these families that are stepping out there, putting themselves in harm's way, at the very least in an extreme inconvenience, so that we can have the freedoms that we have. We get to talk on the air because of people like Jared Schmitz.
Yeah.
So,
and we get to do what we would normally do on the air, which is criticize the President of the United States, defend the President of the United States, criticize, you know, policies and uphold and defend policies. In this room, different people on different sides of the subject, we get to disagree in here and speak to you about it. You get to sit in your office with your earbuds in, listening to the Odyssey app, and agree with what we're saying or completely disagree with what we're saying. You don't get to do this in every other country. And, you know, I always think it's easy to be like, you know, the United States of America is the best country on the planet. I personally think it is. There, other countries have a lot of good things, too. Other countries have people who choose to sacrifice, to choose to serve and protect, be it at home or in their own military. That's not unique to the United States of America, but we are a unique country. What we are protecting is different and unique to the rest of the world. And let's be honest, what the United States is in the context of a global community is a protector and a provider of massive scale. And Jared Schmitz is of the best of that. So we acknowledge that today. I want to remind you that in the 2 o'clock hour when this processional starts, Tricia, we'll get back to you and we'll let you reset that for the next segment, too, if you were interested in what's going to be shut down and where. We've talked about it a little bit, but we're going to keep reminding you in case you're coming in and out. So we'll tell you where this processional is going to take place, how it might impact your commute. But at 2 o'clock on the Annie Fry Show live stream, which you can find on the Annie Fry YouTube channel or the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, we're going to continue the show. You're going to be able to listen on 97.1 FM Talk just as you normally would to the Annie Fry Show, but we're going to be watching that live stream together. You can check it out with us on our social media accounts. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America is going to come in here. I'm going to ask Ryan Wiggins about today. It's his birthday. He's over the hill today, so he's dealing with that. But we're going to also ask him about Jared Schmitz and how this fits into the context of his experience here in just a minute. Stick around. Ryan Wiggins in a moment. And there's a bell that's still... Guess I just feel like
I'm the same way too. Well, Jared has always been a protector. You know, from being a brother to two sisters to a stepbrother to two half-brothers, you know, he was the middle child, but that kid stepped up to the plate no matter what was going on. He was the go-to for all his siblings as a center of strength. And
Mark Schmitz, the father of Jared Schmitz, in his interview with Mark Cox on August 31st. If you want to hear that whole one, make sure you subscribe to the Mark Cox Morning Show podcast. We're going to have some reaction here from different individuals who are speaking on Jared Schmitz today. We're recognizing him. This is his day. This is his family's day. And we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to participate in that with us. We're going to get to Wiggins America here in just a second. Tricia, I want to give you the opportunity once again. We're going to do this throughout the course of the day leading into 2 o'clock when this processional starts, because this is going to have a major impact on traffic around the area. Tricia, what can people expect?
Sure. Starting around 2 p.m. today and beginning at Bowie Funeral Home in St. Charles, the procession will travel on eastbound 70 to southbound 270, eastbound 255, and then exit at Telegraph Road. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says the escort will then travel north on Telegraph to Sheridan, where Marine Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz will be laid to rest at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, excuse me. Those wanting to pay their respects during this procession are being asked by the Highway Patrol to keep a safe distance, and the Highway Patrol expects highways to be shut down for up to about an hour, so please plan ahead.
So Mark Cox will be in the processional. He's going to call into our show in the 2 o'clock hour to tell us what he is seeing, but you're going to be able to watch it as well. Tune into the Annie Fry Show live stream. Just tune in now and get it up so that when we start streaming that, when we get the feed for that, so that you can watch it because we want to watch it, you can put it up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, and make sure that you're there to watch with us and react because we want to get your comments on the air as well. Before we get to Ryan, Wiggins America, Ryan, happy birthday.
Thank you.
40.
40.
How do you feel?
Gray. Old. Creaky. Mean.
I said Ryan Wiggins was gonna be over the hill, and someone said, since when was 40 over the hill? I always thought 40 was over the hill.
Yeah, 40 is over the hill. No, yeah. I agree with you.
It is? Yeah. I thought it was 50.
Well, I think as life expectancies are going up, 80 people live past 80, so 43 maybe.
When
over
do you do
the
black balloons? What birthday
yeah,
is that?
40.
That's
is that 40.
It's supposed to be 40.
Dang, you're old. Happy birthday.
Christopher
yeah,
on Facebook said, I was 5 years old when my dad turned 40, and I still remember his party to this day. Memory one. Had a not-in-shape belly dancer my mom picked out for him.
That's weird.
And number two, all the decorations said over the hill. This was 1998. I remember my parents' over-the-hill birthday parties, black everything, basically implying that you're close to dead.
Yep.
Now that you're 40, I'm like, my dad was, I mean, compliments to you. My dad was this young when we had that party. I mean, you don't seem old to me, but you're just a couple of years older.
No, so. That's what over the hill literally means. You're closer now to death than you are to birth.
Yeah.
So
you're on the down.
Yeah.
Wow. That's morbid.
It is.
You seem young for that. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm super spry for my age.
You're right.
And yes.
You specifically.
Yeah. So before we get into Wiggins America, Ryan, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to acknowledge Jared Schmitz and tell us what this day means to you.
Well, it's very sad. I'm feeling the same thing everybody else is feeling, especially knowing that he's local and he's so young. I mean, that's been the thing that almost makes me cry is just that 2019, he's just out of high school, you know? I mean, that's incredible. I also, not knowing the family, there's sort of a separation because he's local, but I don't know them. I feel a tremendous sense of pride today, which is probably a strange emotion to be feeling. But when I see the amount of love poured out for this young man, it makes me swell up with pride for who we are as a nation, who we are as a people, and who we are in St. Louis. And that's kind of a weird thing to say, but that is genuinely what I feel today.
No, I think it's an important thing to say because I have that same sentiment. I mean, as you said, it almost makes you cry. You have that same feeling, but at the same time, if we can't take pride in what he was willing to do for us, then why would he do it?
Right. And watching people, it's so divided. Everything that we're doing is so divided. Watching people come together, even over a tragic thing today, is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I'm glad that we're going to be, you know, talking about him, honoring him, and that St. Louis is doing the same. It's a good thing.
All right. Well, we're going to, no way to do this easily.
No, let's just do it.
Switch into Wiggins America.
Wiggins! Oh, Wiggins! All right. Yeah.
I'm glad this is your segment.
Yeah, that's mine. You can pin that on me. You guys ever heard of the Missouri Bank? I mean, it's, you know, it's just
I could probably look out the window and see a Missouri Bank right now.
Three words.
There's
that
go a Missouri
together.
Library right there.
Look at that. There's a Missouri car.
There's a Missouri park.
How about that? The Missouri Bank. I don't know.
There's a Missouri Honda.
Yeah, that is a Missouri Honda for sure. That's a Missouri tree.
That's a Missouri something else that I can't talk about.
We
on
can
the
just
air
do this. Park. Let's just do this.
Sidewalk.
Let's just point out things Annie sees in the window.
Just say
there's
Missouri
no way to do this without making
there's
it
a Missouri transport van. Mm-hmm. I see. This is a nice van. It's red. So the Missouri Bank, I don't think is a chain. They might have a couple locations, but they sent out a message to all of their customers on, I guess this was Sunday, that took everybody by surprise. Did you know about this? You're shaking your head.
I think I know where you're going with it, but
I never know where Ryan Wiggins is going with it. And by it, I mean anything.
So they sent out this message that says,
why it's so captivating.
Exactly. The Missouri Bank does not normally engage on topics relating to politics. We feel there is an urgent matter pending in Congress that needs your attention.
Okay.
And so they sent this out to all their customers acknowledging that, and it says the Biden administration has proposed requiring all community banks and other financial institutions to report to the IRS on all deposits and withdrawals through business and personal accounts, regardless of tax liability. So they're saying, we don't like this. This seems like an invasion of privacy. This isn't something we normally would engage in, but we wanted you all to be aware that this is...
So what's happening?
So I looked it up because I'm like, wait a minute now, is this real? Because this was just something on Facebook,
yeah.
But it's
talk
coming...
Talk down to me, Ryan. Tell me...
Right.
What?
So this is coming from the bank, though. So I'm like, well, this seems legit, but I'm seeing it shared. So I looked it up. According to Forbes, what's being proposed, and I think actually Biden's going to give a speech on some sort of financial planning today, will probably include this. The portion that it applies to banks and to individuals who use banks, which is everybody, it says the IRS will know about all of your bank accounts, whether you earned income on that account or not, how much is in the account in a given year, and how much was transferred in and out of the account. This is a tremendous invasion of privacy. There's already some Patriot Act stuff mm-hmm. that allows them to know if big deposits are being made and by who, a little bit. And this was a counterterrorism move that the Bush administration made. I never really was sure whether I agreed with it or not.
What a wide net to cast for counterterrorism.
Right?
So, it's like using COVID to do a bunch of things with your business.
Exactly.
Using counterterrorism to cast that wide of a net. Dave on Facebook said, receive the same thing from First MidAmerica Credit Union as well as Liberty Bank.
Okay, good. I'm glad banks are notifying their customers because it affects every single one of their customers. And I think it also will affect them in that it's going to add a whole lot of red tape for them to have to go through all the time and be reporting everything to the government, to the IRS, anytime either the IRS wants it or maybe they'll just have to constantly report it so the IRS already has it. I don't know. But the guise that Biden is using this, like you said, Annie, when Bush was doing it, it was under the guise of terrorism. Well, you'd think, well, if it's just for terrorism, Well, that's no big deal. But as we always see, the government takes a step and then they take the next one, they take the next one. They never stop at the first one, which is always the one you kind of go, well, I'm kind of okay with that first one. Well, this one is to stop tax fraud. Well, I'm kind of okay with that first one. I mean, that's an attempt to stop people from cheating on their taxes, which would make the government more money.
It's
which,
good that the government's interested in stopping people from cheating. Right.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you.
She said it, Jess.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, the presentation of it is, well, if we can stop people from cheating on their taxes, we won't have to raise anybody's taxes. That won't happen. But that's the guise that it's under. But it's a tremendous invasion of privacy that if they take this step, what's the next one? And what's the next one? So I figured it was worthy of some attention because it seems very problematic.
Remember when Donald Trump was campaigning to be the president of the United States and he said he was going to lower taxes except for on people like him? And he said at the campaign that he has really smart people working for him and he knows how to use the tax code to his benefit. And since he knows that, he was going to do something to rectify it. And he did in some capacities. This is like... I'm sorry, you're not going to like fix any of the country's problems when you're in my checking account. It's just really not going to happen.
Right.
Chris on Facebook says, I think they want to go after the online T-shirt people and at-home working. Mama Kay says, like, at-home babysitting. So basically, we live in a world now where a lot more people are probably working at home and making money, air quotes, off the books. God forbid that that happen and, you know, to nickel and dime all these individual people for... What might, can you imagine having to reconcile something with what they snooped out of your bank account?
Oh, I can't.
Nightmare.
If you ever are considering running for office, somebody somewhere is going to look at something you did on your tax return at some point and go, well,
I'm screwed.
Well, you're a tax fraud. And then it's in every ad, you know.
And we all have, not all, a lot of us have direct deposit from the IRS.
Yep.
Does that mean
we
that they have
them access?
They know everything. Mm-hmm. If they're putting money in your account and they're, I just got my child. That's why I keep having kids, people. I heard that's the way into a lot of money. I assume that if they can put a monthly check in my account, that they have access to be able to take it out.
Well, I think they need the bank's compliance.
Well, sure. But I mean, we're heading down the road of complete and total tyranny in the way that the government is here to solve all of our problems for us because we're too dumb to do it ourselves.
And if there is any good news with this, it's that a lot of these banks are kind of raising red flags about this so that it is getting attention and we're talking about it. It has not passed through Congress yet.
Okay.
So
good thing
we'll
keep
an
eye
on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks, Ryan. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to speak with Hans von Spakovsky. Last night on Twitter, I saw the words Durham scandal, grand jury indictment. And as I said on Twitter, I had to go into my basement filing cabinet into the third drawer and find out which scandal we were referring to because there are many and I don't remember which one goes where. Hans von Spakovsky is going to join us to break down what we're expecting. John Hancock's going to join us in the 125 segment. And remember, at 2:00, we're live streaming the processional for Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz right here on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming 4/20 on Hulu.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.